Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You got what? What did you say? I guess. What's the other one? Yes. And what's the other one sound like?
In the heart of the South, in the gateway of
Portland. Yeah, that's that final talk. Hello? Huh?
Yeah, talk about the show ID on the oven.
Talk about. Okay, the intro, and I'm going to talk about the show. Oh, I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about today. And I'm going to do an opening. That's. Yes. Then I talk about the video. I come back and I talk about the video. I set it up, and then yeah, I'm gonna have you to play, no, the Facebook, the one that you downloaded from Facebook, the conspiracy. It's with Gates, and then we go from. Play the open the video and start a business and motor club. Small teller dot. Then I come back talking about Rodney Howard Brown. And then you put his picture up. I'll let you know the picture with him with wearing the jail outfit. And then you play, then I'll tell you to play the story about him. There's a story about him going to jail, not the guy that's talking. I got him just in case, the black guy just in case. You show him actually the news. Yes. And then we open the phone lines and we close. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's perfect. Then I'll call you when I need that one. Okay? And when you close out with everything. All the show promos, the commercials, and then you end with my clothes. Okay? because you're not finished with where I put in the final information. You can see it. It's not finished. The final information not finished. Yeah, click out of it. I mean, you look open to the. There's another window open. No. If it's not adjusting, it's because you got another window open. The sign in window. When I was trying to sign in my password, it's. If it's. No, not the internet. It's in the program. Yeah, that's open. That's why it's not doing that. I have much experience with this. What? You got fade to bite. Take off. It's not doing what now? Do you have a number? 1, 2? You have any of that? Do you have a number on it that's stopping it? That fade to black is concerning me. I don't use fade to black.
Yeah, it's probably. Do you have that stuff on the computer? Because I need the thumb drive.
What?
I need the thumb drive.
Oh, so you never dropped the three? Yeah. That's not.
It's important from the thumb drive instead of the.
Oh, you didn't put it on the desktop? Okay. He needs it out. Can you install it on your hard since the files, the MP3 files?
Yeah.
And you know, I know you don't have it, but you don't have my name. You don't have my name in the what you call them and the call in stuff. I know you're gonna bill it while it's going on. My name, who I am, and underneath and the bill. No, you can bill that while it's going on. Z Jackson, Zamikio Jackson. I don't know. Wait a minute. You're live. 10 minutes ago. That wasn't good. But you lost most of the audience.
Disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in the media or comments on this show.
I got to be able to hear these shows. You're supposed to do all show promos before you do that. All the show promos.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, all the show's promo. All the Dr. Jackson, all of that stuff, all support us, all of those come first, right after that. So now you got to play all of those, then play that again. Not playing.
Joe, are those in the speaker or on?
My shows don't do this for none of my clients. Not one. They say it's perfect, seamlessly. You need to fix that. That number is incorrect because you, that's just when I come on first start talking, you know, it'll fade it out. I only have so long before I lose my audience.
I know, and I'm trying to do everything. I'm going to go live with you now. I mean,
I mean, I have no choice. How's everybody doing? Hey. Much social media stuff has been talked about. Much social media stuff has been discussed. Everybody's talking about all of the lies, all of the scandals, all of the church stuff that's going on. And I want to kind of deal with this today. And so I want you to share, swipe. Everybody's had an opinion about a lot of things. I'm going to give you a chance to call in. We're going to discuss a lot of things. Share this with someone. Just push share. There's a couple hundred of you on there. Maybe we'll, almost 300 people on. Share. We're going to talk about some interesting things tonight, and I'm excited. We're going to talk about the Rodney Howard Brown. We're going to talk about him and the whole scandal in regards to him. We're going to talk about some conspiracy issues today. There's a lot of belief that there is an underlying cause behind this, whether it's global banks, other countries, and we're going to discuss about that. And then we're going to open the phone lines up for you to talk and to give me your opinion. What do you think about it? Because everybody wants to know. I've got some raw data that I found out that's out there on the web. And then we're going to talk about the legal parameters of some of this. And I'm going to tell you that by me sharing some of this information and me going over some of these ideas, I think it's very dangerous. But I don't care. I want us to know what's going on and what we believe. And so I'm glad to have you on tonight. Let's do this, you all. Shake up somebody. Wake somebody up. Tell them that Bishop Z, Dr. Jackson is on. My staff asked me, which personality are you? Do we put Bishop Z, Dr. Z, Dr. Zamikio? Who are you today? And I said to myself, I do not know. But what I do know is that we have stuff to talk about. I've been in the bed. I've been home all day long. Came out to the studio just to come and to talk to you. I've been practicing my social distancing all day long. And so let's get ready to go into this section. And hopefully we're going to give a wealth of information that's going to bedrock, share some truths to you. And I'm excited. So you're going to have one roll in, and then we're coming right back to you. Let's celebrate. Can't go black. You can't. Tell Dr. Jackson, you cannot go black.
I don't want to play wrong video. That's
but it's bread. You cannot go black because I lose. Yeah, you cannot go black because I lose people. They click on it and they think it's a black screen. On my last show, they said it was nothing on the screen.
What is that?
I don't know. Of the mic channels. Well, lies, mess, scandal. So there have been a lot of conspiracies that are out there that everyone's talking about. Is the government behind it? What superpowers, what world powers are behind it? While I was out there doing all of my research because I wanted to know, Trump gave us all of these things about scandal, craziness about the Chinese disease and all of those kind of things. And he's picked on the Chinese, got people almost scared to eat at Chinese restaurants. Well, the truth of the matter is the same people that supply the Chinese restaurants supplies to Burger King, McDonald's, and all of those. So if you're scared, you need to be scared of all of them. So that's just the truth. But and I did this. I found this video that deal with, do you know that this scandal of this thing, Bill Gates had been talking about it before it hit. Also, what we're going to find out and we're going to talk about is corporate CEOs begin to resign as early as January of last year. Now, if you don't remember, our economy was having record highs in 2019. Trump was elected. It was Republican era, and big business was doing extremely well. With big business doing extremely well, all of this stuff broke out. With big business doing well, they're telling me you can't hear me. My mic's on. Huh? What are you having trouble with my mic? You turn these on quickly. So we were, and you can correct it during the video. So big businesses were talking, doing well. Do you know the CEOs of big businesses? There has never been this many CEOs resign ever in the history of America during even the Depression. I'm going to let that sit in. Even during our recession, we never had so many CEOs. So what did they know that we don't know? I hope they're recording. My team is recording this too. What did they know that we didn't know? What secrets are out there that corporate tycoons knew to sell their stock, resign from their job, and they started as early as January? There is never been in the history, nor when the economy is doing well and rebounded, why did so many corporate CEOs resign? There's been much talk, is this going to be scandal? So listen to me. I want you to see this video. It's going to open your eyes, open your mind. Just look at it. Let's go into it. No, that's the Facebook. That has nothing to do with. No, are you not? The one that you showed me first. That wasn't what you showed me. It was the one with Bill Gates and everybody on there. Bill Gates. No, what is wrong with you tonight?
I tried to lie.
No. You got to stop that. That doesn't do it with anything that. Who is this?
That's not the video.
No, it's a white guy. No, oh, that's it. Okay. What is? That's the Facebook video. Yeah. What's going on? What? What?
I don't know. Because you got to look at the material to know it. You can't just go. You got to look at the material. Because when I describe it, you'll know it if you look at it. So what's going on with my microphone? This. Y'all didn't do what I told y'all. I told y'all we got the Shure mics up there because y'all bring them up because I like quality. You know everything I do is immediately. I want these microphones immediately. Everything I want is immediately. But now I have speech reference. I gotta hear this. Where's the sound for this?
Two very important labs where they hold and experiment on live viruses, including what they're bragging about is the biggest one in Asia. Speaking of labs in Wuhan where the virus started, NBC News, January 28, 2020, Harvard's chemistry chair charged with lying about China contract. Federal agents alleged the professor violated U.S. law by not disclosing the money he received to the Defense Department, NBC News. So the chair of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology allegedly violated federal law by not disclosing his involvement in China's Thousand Talents plan to the Defense Department, including money he received. The unsealed charging documents alleged that under the Thousand Talents contract, Lieber was paid $50,000 in monthly salary by China's Wuhan University of Technology and another $158,000 in living expenses. Here's where it gets more interesting. He was also awarded some $1.74 million to set up a research lab there. Okay. So if you're following so far, 1,500 live viruses bragging about Wuhan, a stage 4 lab in Wuhan that's the biggest one in Asia, a major figure at Harvard University lying to the Department of Defense and taking millions of dollars to set up a lab in Wuhan, China. Isn't that a bit interesting? I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but what I do know is what I started off saying. Is it possible that bioterrorism is a thing? Well, of course, Bill Gates thinks so, but we're going to look into it further.
The next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen.
CBC, can you patent a disease? This was posted on June 12, 2013, and it says here, Dutch group patented genome of Middle East coronavirus, which has killed more than 30 people. So they're talking about a coronavirus that's killing people that a Dutch group had a patent on. In this article, it says, the outbreak of a novel coronavirus in the Middle East is not only raising worldwide health concerns, but triggering questions about the ability of organizations to patent the genetic sequences of disease for profit. And then they say, the World Health Organization reports that there have been 53 lab confirmed cases of infection with a new coronavirus called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS. In this article, Albert Austin, House of Virologists at Arrowsmith, told Bloomberg News that patenting the virus was a normal thing to do. Indeed, the patenting of genetically modified or isolated viruses is nothing new, says David Swartz, a patent lawyer and partner at the Canadian intellectual property firm Smart and Bigger. You can't patent a disease condition per se, such as cancer or influenza, says Swartz, but if you're talking about patenting a life form like a bacteria or virus, if altered by man, the answer there is yes. They also went on to say, you can't patent something that is naturally occurring, he says, but if an organism is modified in some way, it is patentable. So you can not only patent the cure or the vaccine to a disease, but you can actually patent the virus itself. What else can you do? Well, New York Times, a federal ban on making lethal viruses is lifted. This is from December 19th, 2000. Interestingly enough, they use a colorized electron micrograph of the coronavirus that causes Middle East Respiratory Syndrome or MERS. Federal officials ended a moratorium imposed on funding research that alters viruses like this one to become more lethal. Federal officials on Tuesday ended a moratorium imposed 3 years ago on funding research that alters germs to make them more lethal. And once again, the headline, a federal ban on making lethal viruses is lifted. So in some cases, it's not only legal to make a virus more lethal, but you're also allowed to patent the virus itself. You could look into articles. I've read multiple on this stuff. Why are they doing that? Why are they lifting bans? Well, apparently they want to study the virus, of course, like they did in Wuhan. You know, study it so they can learn more about it so they can heal people. But I'm sure that there's no possible way that somebody could play Frankenstein and create the monster that they didn't mean to, or in many cases, did mean to. And this is not a conspiracy theory. Bill Gates himself suggests this stuff.
We also face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
So these are just multiple things that are really interesting to me about what's going on that most people don't know and most news sources aren't covering. Another interesting thing that a lot of people online have been speculating is why thousands of CEOs have been stepping down, not only now, this week, last week, but over the last year, thousands have been stepping down. What's going on? It's been so crazy that NBC also wrote an article about it. Why have more than 1,300 CEOs left their post in the past year? This article is from 2019 and it says, Chief executives are leaving in record numbers this year, with more than 1,332 stepping aside in the period from January through the end of October, according to new data released on Wednesday. While it's not unusual to see CEOs fleeing in the middle of a recession, it is noteworthy to see such a rash of executive exits amid robust corporate earnings and record stock market highs. Of course, this is when the stock market was booming. Thousands of them a couple months ago were just fleeing their posts. This article goes on to say last month, 172 chief executives left their job, according to executive placement firm Challenger Grand Christmas. It's the highest monthly number on record, and the year-to-date total outpaces even the wave of executive exits during the financial crisis. So I say this to say, did these CEOs have insight that the global economy was going to tank and something was going on? It's very, very unusual. They broke a record of CEOs leaving, and most time that many CEOs leave, it's because there's already a recession. But it seems like they had a heads up. A lot of people on the internet are speculating that they're going to be held accountable and there's going to be a secret tribunal. I personally don't think so. I think they had a heads up on the economic collapse and they got out of the way and possibly saved money or responsibility for when it did. What's also interesting is Event 201, which a lot of people have been talking about. It is, according to them, a fictional exercise and disease that they ran. They ran a whole meeting thing and filmed it and basically said it was a prop or staged pandemic. They were just speculating or simulating it. This happened in October of 2019 and was released on YouTube in November of 2019 by the people at Johns Hopkins, World Economic Forum, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, among others. And you can see some clips from this. It's very, very creepy.
It began in healthy-looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
How should governments, business, and international organizations allocate and distribute pandemic antivirals and medical supplies to the people who need the most?
Public health agencies have issued travel advisories, while some countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas. As a result, the travel sector is taking a huge hit. Travel bookings are down 45% and many flights have been canceled.
The outcome of the CAPS pandemic in Event 201 was catastrophic. 65 million people died in the first 18 months. The outbreak was small at first and initially seemed controllable, but then it started spreading in densely crowded and impoverished neighborhoods of megacities. From that point on, the spread of the disease was explosive. In 6 months, cases were occurring in nearly every country. The global economy was in a free fall. The GDP down 11%. Stock markets around the world plummeted between 20 and 40% and headed into a downward cycle of fear and low expectation. Businesses were not borrowing, banks were not lending. Everyone was just hoping to hunker down and weather the storm. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years, perhaps a decade. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer.
A lot of people are speculating on this too, and whether it was their expertise and they just knew something would happen based on their research, or if you look into a lot of stuff, what was going on in Wuhan, what's going on here, a lot of stuff in the world, what Bill Gates said a few years ago, it could be a bioterrorism weapon. I don't know, and I'm not trying to say I do, but this question I'm asking is very valid, and I'm wondering why nobody in the media is asking this question. And I'm going to end this video by saying two things that media experts should be saying, but I don't hear them saying too. The first one is these case numbers that they're talking about, confirmed cases, they're way, 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 way lower than they are in reality because most people can't access a test kit. If you're the Utah Jazz, if you're a celebrity actor, apparently you can get a test kit if you don't even...
I love my background. Hey, my team is working. You know, I don't like that background. I told them the bright one. in the lines, and then he gave me the what's it called? They tripping tonight. So they on this Corona schedule. Okay. Okay. So you went over that information. You heard that information. So let's kind of break some of that down. We got in Wuhan, we have a laboratory that has over a database of 1,500 viruses. That's what we got. We've got a Harvard professor paid $50,000 a month in salary and given over $1 million to go and establish a clinic, a research place, in the place where the virus jumps off. All of this is not coincidence. I mean, let's look at it. The virus originates in this place. The feds inquire about the money transfer, where he getting this Chinese money from. Bill Gates says that the next major terrorist attack, he says, years prior. Now, mind you, he said this years prior. Now, he said will come through some kind of flu-like virus. All of these predictions were talking about what was to come. Corporate CEOs resigned. Let me tell you this. Okay, so let's just deal with the American economy. The biggest problem, now please y'all grandmas, mamas, don't get mad with me, you know, don't fight me down, don't get upset with me and don't start calling me all kind of names. But the biggest problem with the American economy now, why we have any problems, is Social Security. This virus is targeting what? Our seniors. It's killing them at a massive rate. Now, they're not telling you that over 100 and some odd thousand people. They're talking about all of these hundreds of thousands of people that's been affected by the viruses. But they haven't told you that people are recovering, living functional lives after the virus. There is life after the virus. They haven't also told you that there is a chemical concoction that they have that will take your symptoms from being severe to you being completely functional and it passing within 2 days. Yeah. Dr. Oz and several of them, Vice President Pence reviewed the data. They're not implementing it because it's a cocktail between two different drugs. Now watch this. One was a drug that treated malaria. That drug will significantly change symptoms, save lives. We don't need a bunch of respirators. We need mass production of these particular types of drug cocktails. This drug cocktail will save lives of people. Now, mind you, they're wanting more ventilators. They're wanting more this. They're wanting more that. They're wanting more this. More industries are making money. Somebody, my question is, who's owning the ventilator companies? My question is, who's owning all of these other companies that are producing? In times of war, people make great money. In times of chemical war, this is some kind of viral war. Somebody's making money at the expense. Now, listen to me. If you wipe out the entire senior population of America, the large sum of it, what happens to Social Security? Ain't got nobody to pay. I'm saying that solves one of America's grotesque problems. That ain't nice to say. It's sad that it says that. But listen to me. Corporate CEOs were briefed. They had to be briefed. How does 1,300 major corporate CEOs just walk away from the company? In a record economy, 2019, our economy was buzzing, booming. We were ready for 2020, celebrating the year of expectancy, Trump bragging about corporate companies, make America great, okay? And now corporate CEOs are retiring, resigning, leaving. They didn't leave that many during the recession. See, what I believe, this is what I believe. I believe that the global banking world, the pharmaceutical world, has concocted this. That's what I believe. I believe that this in Wuhan, that this drug was created in a laboratory. It ain't no mutation of no pigs. They've got a laboratory that has, watch this, patterns for this particular, for similar strands that are just close to this virus. They were playing with this coronavirus in their laboratories. Then all of a sudden, watch this, it spreads. Listen to me. As a country, we're under attack. Now, this opens a whole lot of time because it seems like this one world order agenda. It seems like that we are cleaning and cleansing the world, getting rid of our social degenerates or the people that we don't want to help. We're in trouble. Listen to me. I hear what all the prophets and all of the hookah messiahs, and there were a couple prophets that hit and miss and said something close that things were coming and disaster. They were vague. They were vague. I needed somebody to be prophetic and tell me, hey, you know what? Grandma finna die because of this doggone disease. Quote the name of it, prophet. Now, I'm not knocking that, but listen. And psychics, so all right, analysts, Nostradamus, all of you that follow him, I need some Simpsons. You Simpson prophets, Bart Simpson prophets, the Jetsons. None of these things were being talked about because I believe it's war. I believe it's a war. Now, we have one of the most intelligent, global intelligent agencies in the world. Nothing hits the United States by surprise. Now, whether our president is involved, I don't want to condemn the commander in chief of the United States, but we do understand that every president is a puppet head. I may get in trouble for this, and somebody may censor me, and they may cut me off. They may try to kill me or yada, yada. You know, y'all know how I feel about that. I'm saved, and when I die, I'll see Jesus. We're living in a culture that we're under attack. I believe that faith is under attack. I believe the other institution that is keeping the one world order, the prophecies about the end of the world, what's keeping the Antichrist and the things of darkness from the man of sin from fully revealing and all of those pertinent factors is the strong embodiment of the church. I believe this attack has to tear the church down. Watch this. Corporate America knew. They knew it was coming. Over 1,300 CEOs resigned last year. Come on. Somebody knew something. Look at me. You are being fooled, American people. Is the virus real? Absolutely. I'm not saying it's not real. Now, let me get that straight. I'm not a quack. I'm not saying that this thing ain't real, that people are not dying. I believe they're dying. I believe it's an attack against America, but I believe our political leaders, some of them knew. Your low-hanging fruit didn't know, not your mayors and some of those people. I don't believe the low-hanging fruit knew, but I believe global banking, superpower, corporate tycoons, because the world is really owned by the banking world. Let's get that clear. The world is owned by corporate dollars and the banking world. They pull the strings of the president of the United States. He's a puppet. My president and my job is to pray for him. But we understand American politics, that they're all figureheads. They're elected figureheads. Corporate dollars pull the strings of the American country. The National Bank, our National Bank, the Federal Reserve. Ooh, somebody said I better shut up. The Federal Reserve, the president has to ask for permission to go to the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not even a federal agency. It's owned by banks, international conglomerates of banks. Pre- president's got to ask for permission. Now, we're in trouble as a country because it's a reset. Our faith is being reset. I read something on the, and I'm going to talk about this in just a few moments in this next section because we're going to deal with this other guy. But I read some things about from the CDC and all of those things, and I'm going to talk to you about those, even faith groups and churches. Listen to me. I believe this is a desire to wipe the church off the market. I hear what y'all saying about streaming and stuff. I'm a master at streaming. I've been streaming before people it was popular to stream. I've been streaming for years. I've been putting videos up on YouTube. Go follow me back. I've been doing it for 15 or so years. I've been at this thing a long time. This ain't my first time. So I believe in technology. But listen to me. We are under attack, the church. The world is under attack. Businesses are under attack. But I'm telling you, the feds knew it. The government knew it. And that Wu-Tang, I come out of, they got a laboratory there. Harvard professor set it up. 1,500, a database of 1,500 viruses. And now in 2019, the United States lifted its ban for viruses that you can now make viruses legal and make do patterns for your own virus. That's not a coincidence. Come on, y'all. Open your mind for just a few moments and think. I hear people saying, you better go with what the government's saying. Listen to me. How can you trust a government that already knew this was getting ready to happen? Open my phone lines. Put my thing up. Put my phone line. I mean, let's be honest with you. You're telling me to trust the government, do exactly what the government is saying, when the government itself obviously knew this was happening, because the feds knew about the doctor that set up the clinic in advance. Come on. So this is a conspiracy. Not some quack from InfoWars, and I'm not knocking him, but Bill Gates told us it was coming. He announced it in advance that this was coming. All of the facts said it was coming. We did not. You know why we didn't hear it? You know why we didn't see it? Because it was designed to catch a storm. So you want me to believe what the CDC is saying? You want me to believe what the... My saying believing does not mean that I don't believe in the legitimacy of the virus. Please hear me clearly. I'm not saying... Bless you all that are on. Thank you all so much. It's really me. I see you, Pat, Grant. I see you, Jones. I see you, Powell. I see you, Martin. But there is so much that's being said right about now. So much that has been propagated right now. A lot's been said. A lot of things are being said about this virus. But much of it is lies. See, the problem is when you don't know the origin of it, or you keep hiding the real origin of it, what are you hiding? What's the deception? And a government that lies to me, can I believe a government that lies to me? Can you believe a government that tells you obvious untruths? But there are blind Christians that are attacking the institutions of faith. They're saying, listen to the president, listen to the government, listen to all of those persons. That's what they're saying. Now, listen to me. I believe that pastors should take in precautions to protect people. I get it. I agree with you. But some of this stuff about listening to the government is a problem. Because government's not telling us the whole truth. This same government that gave us Tuskegee. I'm opening up my phone lines. If you want to call in, you got an opinion, you can disagree with me. You can say whatever you want to say. You say, hey, doc, you're full of it. I disagree with everything you're saying. Shut up, go somewhere, sit down. I can deal with that. But if you got your opinion out there and you're out there, I want you to give me a call. 563-999-3600. If you're bold enough to say it, maybe you're scared. Maybe this country has you so scared you won't say anything. I know there's a bunch of jellyback, greenback people out there that are afraid to say the truth, and I don't care. It's the truth. You're afraid to – what if they come kick your door down? You signed – some of you, and especially some of you that are in ministry, you signed up for this thing called the call of God, and you refuse to be the prophet on the wall, the warriors on the wall. You're scared. You're jellyback. You say you're Christians. You say you'll die for Christ, but you won't fight against the tyranny of the government. You won't come against what's being said. You're afraid to go to jail and mess up your nice car, your nice house, your nice living expense. Yeah, uh-huh. The rubber meets the road now. Question is, who believes some of this is a lie? Tell me, what do you think? Call us. I'm waiting on you. 563-999-3060. Where are y'all out there tonight? Again, the phone lines are open. I'm waiting on you. Says I got 300 of you out here, and ain't nobody saying nothing. I guess y'all say I'm absolutely crazy. I'm just not scared. Because the preacher was called to be the prophet, and when the prophets become silent, we're in trouble. Some of y'all mouth out on my social media. You got a lot of stuff to say, but when I'm giving you an opportunity to speak to the whole nation, you're afraid. You're scared. Come on. Call in. All right. Some of y'all said, I don't know enough about that, and I'm going to leave that alone. We're getting ready. Any calls in that's coming in? Anybody want to call in and give me your opinion? Tonight, I want to hear what you're thinking. What do you think about this whole, all of this, this coronavirus mess? What do you think? Tell me. Call us. Tell me what you think. Do you believe it's a conspiracy that the government knew it, that the government knew it the whole time? They are behind it. Tell me what you think. Give me your opinion. Do you believe that came out of Wuhan? Do you believe the government? Sounds like something off a Chinese menu. Do you believe the government? I mean, it does. Do you believe the government knew this whole time? 1,300 CEOs retired, resigned, never happened in the time of America during its great time of prosperity. They left. Only time this came close, not even this many, was during a recession. They have never, 1,300 of the major corporations, the superpower corporations in the world, in the United States, resigned, retired, left, walked out, I'm done, cashed out their money, and left. Bill Gates did something several years ago and told us this was happening. Then they rolled out something in November, the end of the year, and told us what to expect if it happens. And by golly, it happened just as I'm not saying Bill Gates is behind it. Please hear me clearly. Somebody is behind it. And when I say this, it's banks. It's corporate America. It's the big boys. They're behind this. You feel it in your gut. Somewhere inside you, you realize, you know what? It's crazy. Somebody's making money. Watch this. When the stock market crashes, when Social Security is gone because you done killed up all the old people, And all the stock market is crashes, and then they're buying up the stocks. Companies have to be owned by government reinforcements. And they just bailed out big businesses and giving them billions of dollars, but they gave the American public peanuts. It's crazy. And somebody need to open your mouth and say something tonight. All right, I'm fussing because I'm mad. I'm mad that the church is jelly back, jelly back preachers afraid to stand up. Devil is a liar. Take me out of here with our commercial break. We'll be right back. Huh?
With no strings attached, become your own boss. You can set your own hours, no driving or buying products. Get started within 48 hours. For more information, call 904-606-3575. Protect your family without leaving your home. Have the doctor at your fingertips. We call it Teladoc. Meet the doctor over the phone and have them call your prescriptions in to the nearest pharmacist. Imagine the doctor is available 24 hours a day. Sign up at www.signup.center. Get coverage for you and your whole family. Call 904-389.
Well, we're back. We're back. We're back. And my technical team is still trying to get an idea of what they got going on. My staff just told me, they said, they're scared. And church needs to stand up and do something about it. So tonight, we're going to talk about this Rodney Howard Brown. Preacher that goes to jail. Can you put that preacher picture up? Preacher goes to jail. Preacher goes to jail. Y'all, it's bad when the country puts the preacher in there. That's a mugshot. The man of God, the pastor, goes to jail.
It's bad as a country. Now, I sent him, I don't know if he got it, I sent him a video of him, and let me tell you who Rodney Howard Brown is. You can kill it. Let me tell you who Rodney Howard Brown is. Some of you don't know who he is. I sent you a minute, it's like a 55 second video. You got it? Him laughing or something. You got it? Yeah, it's a short video, it's less than a minute. I think I sent it to you. And Rodney Howard Brown was known, got his start as being the guy from Holy Laughter. He took the country in the 90s and 2000, performing miracles, people getting healed, services. Paul and Jan Krauts was popular. People were laughing, laughing, and Holy Laughter took the country. Charismatics and Pentecostals around the world were laughing, and they were praising God and expressing their faith in the form of laughter, enjoying themselves from around the world. You may know some people that came out of his ministry. Paula White and Randy White became known. They used to travel with him. They were itinerant speakers. They would do the day sessions when Rodney Howard Brown would do meetings. They would later go on to be well-known, and she would do some work in California, and she would get quite a bit of name, get on TBN. They had left Laurie with the Church of God and then they later came and planted the church in Central Florida. It was originally called South Tampa Christian Center. Church met under a tent before it became the Church Without Walls. Now, Rodney Howard Brown was so well known in so many Pentecostal circles for his ministry. He traveled as an evangelist. He went to Tampa, set up a church, and developed this particular church. You got it? Come on, give me this roll in just a little bit, and I got more rolls in. Let me express so you can see his ministry and see who Rodney Howard was or is. Fire! Pick him up. Yeah.
Look at me.
I just go back to talking.
Taya!
Yes. Oh boy, there's some running in that video. Rodney Howard Brown ministry was phenomenal in the area of miracles, signs, and wonders, and became known for his miracle ministry. He would later go and plant a church in Tampa, Florida, called The River, and do a tremendous job. Build his church to over 4,000 members. The other day, Rodney Howard Brown was arrested because he decided to preach the gospel against all odds. There's been much talk about it. Some said man should obey the laws of the land. The law said only 10 people. Some laws say, some areas it said 50. I followed the read the guideline. Let me pull the guideline from the CDC. I may not put it on the screen because I didn't think I gave my team. But it says, when the guidelines talks about, ooh, this print is small for people like me with these eyes. It talks about, for organizations that serve high-risk people should cancel their gatherings with more than 10 people. Now, it says high risk. And so they went into talking about senior citizens and a list of people that have those high risks. According to the guidelines, theoretically, if you monitor the kind of high risk persons that you allow to come during this particular time, you have a loophole that's there. But let's just deal with this. Let's not deal with loopholes. Let's not deal with 50. Let's not deal with under 250. Let's not deal with any of that. That's not what we're talking about. When did the government reserve the right to censor the church? Some of you are going to say because of public safety. Okay. Can I ask you a question? When they shooting up people in neighborhoods and they dying and they were dropping by, like flies, what was the government doing then? When the crack epidemic was running our streets, what was the government doing then? You know who stood up? Churches. Churches in America cleaned up streets. Now let me express to you your rights and how this is going to look. I'm going to show you a video. Little old lady, pastor in a little small church, news covered it, and then we're going to set this up. I'm going to explain to you this whole Rodney Howard Brown thing and how it's going to pan out. Now, mind you, before I said all of this, I told you that I believe that this is a part of the one world order, an attack against the infrastructure of the world. That's financial arena. That's spirituality. Ready? Now they're saying the church is not an essential part of life. Now, you better go ask the periodical, you better go ask all of the psychologists that said spirituality, the need for food, shelter, relationship, all of those are part of our mental stability. However, there's a lot of thought that's out here, a lot of things that are being said, but we're going to listen to this piece and then we'll be right back in. And we're going to talk about the business.
That's not the little old lady in the church.
Yes, Warren, who worked expeditionally with us
that's
on
fine.
That case. And a religious leader from our community who's committed to public safety and the welfare of his congregation, Bishop Thomas Scott.
You better put a little.
We're living in unprecedented times right now. So many people have lost their jobs, are under stress, and looking for some sense of calm and normalcy. I believe there's nothing more important than faith during a time like this. And as a sheriff's officer...
That's crazy. And that pastor, I know him. Pastor Scott's back there, and I have nothing but respect for him. But that's crazy. Now, let's look at what happened with Rodney Howard Brown. Let's look at what happened in his church. Let's look at what happened in his church. I got a lot of people, and I want y'all to call in and give me your opinion. Let's look at what his church did. The church did everything they could to protect their members. It's not the guideline I'm concerned about. I don't care about the guideline about the 10 people, because anything that stifles the ability for people to come into the Lord's house is wrong. Any law that stands against God's law is wrong. That's why the disciples went to prison. They were killed. See, the problem with it in America, you ain't ready to be real Christians. You're not willing to stand up for what you... Now, ready? To you hook boogie places that you ain't got things covered. These people spent $100,000 on an air purification system to protect people in their church. That's what they spent. They made sure that they protected the people that were in it. This ain't about regulations. They were covering for the people. Now, the regulations say, you, somebody said, obey the laws of the land. I hear you preachers out there throwing that, talking about obey the laws of the land. I hear what you're saying. Let me tell you this. When the laws of the land told black people, hey, black people, where's my black people at? When they told you the ride in the back of the bus, what did y'all do? You boycotted because you felt that those laws were unjust. What's the difference from the church boycotting, standing because they believe that the laws are unjust, when they've done everything to protect their parishioners? Now, you say to me, but you got to listen to what the government's saying because they know what's right. Well, let me help you. 1,300 CEOs of companies left. Ready? They were conspirators with the clinic, the research facility that was in Wuhan. We showed you the proof, the FBI report about it. They knew about it. The Chinese government gave millions of dollars for a major Harvard physician to go over and set it up. The government in 2019 said it was okay to left it as banned against virus research and naming viruses and making viruses. Our government. And now you do this. You create this mess. And now you're telling churches, shut their doors. I'm going to tell you this. Depression is at an all-time high. Look at the suicide rate. Pastor the other day had two members commit suicide. They're looking at the media. People are nervous. As a psychologist, as a counselor, people are worried. They're nervous. They're looking at this television. I'm telling half of them, they need to turn it off. Someone said, that sounds so ignorant and unlearned, and I just can't believe you're saying that. Well, you've got opinion. I'm going to give you a minute. Put my number up on the screen. I want you to call and tell me what you think. I told some of y'all, I want you to call in, because the church should stand up against the ungodly. Now, would I have done that and put that many people in there? No, I wouldn't. You know why? Because I don't have the budget to put in the factors of what he did. You know, that church got a better cleaning system than Walmart. I'm going to say that again. Has a better purification system for the air to keep the disbursement of the virus down than Walmart. Now, if we were so concerned about America, we would close Walmart only down to the food section. Ask them where their profit's been, what they're making money at. Shut Walmart down. Open up only grocery stores. Listen to me. the biggest company in the world is Amazon. They ain't delivering food like that. Why you ain't shut them down? Now, I heard somebody say, you're going too far. You're talking about Walmart. You're talking about Walmart and Amazon. Listen to me. That's not my point. My point is churches are being attacked. You say, well, the gospel can still be preached. I as a counselor, I cancel people all the time. Sometimes I have to cancel people through Zoom. As a life coach, I do. Let me be honest with you. Counseling through those third-party systems do not work like talking to people face-to-face. You know that it doesn't. To relegate the message of the gospel to a screen and leave the ability to minister to people is one of the worst things that could have ever happened. Now, I know. They want to say all these things about this man. Right now, Howard Brown is a godly man, a man that's done what he needs to do, protect his congregation. What's your opinion? I told you mine. I want to open the lines up. I want to know, is there anybody bold enough to call in and give me your opinion? I'm open for it. I don't mind taking your opinions. The calls have been slim tonight because I've been dealing with some things tonight. Now, I think churches should take precautions, but he is an unusual case that he looked like he went through everything. I saw the video. Somebody said, did you see the video, how close they were? Yeah, I did. But they got a purification system. Did they tell Walmart that the customers need to stay 6 feet apart? No. Because big business has not been affected. What if this is an attack against the church? The saints of old were willing to die for what they believe. The government told them to stop preaching the gospel. Yes, it did. You think they stopped? They went for it and kept preaching the gospel. So my question, are we going to shut down the body of Christ? Now somebody said, churches ain't doing nothing. They're just taking money. Heard those statements. Big preachers are living good and living. You're clueless when you make statements like that. Because the average church in America has less than 50 members. It's only a handful of mega churches. I think the last time I looked, there was 189 or 260 mega churches in America. The average church is a small church. So the preacher's not living large. Most of the churches, the mortgage is running $5,000 to $10,000, some $20,000 a month. The utility bills run them $5,000 to $10,000 a month. The expenditures of the church, they break even. You ought to sit down in a church business meeting, because the pastor driving a nice car, maybe he got good credit. Is it okay living off the people? He gets a salary just like you. Many pastors across the country, like myself, we don't take a salary. We're not getting rich off nobody, not collecting any money from nobody. It's for the welfare of the church. And churches, by and large, most churches in America break even. You heard me. I said they break even. All these mega churches, if there are less than 2,000 mega churches in America, then there are hundreds of thousands of small churches. Why are you dealing with the mega churches? If the bulk of churches in America have less than 50 members, what's the deal? I can't read that. It says, do you have, what does that say? I can't see. The cameras are blocking it. The camera is blocking it. What it says? I think there's a lot of issues there. I think some of that's there. But let me tell you what I think. The 2022 plan and some of the plans for world domination and uniting the nations together and some of the foolishness that's going on is an anti. The church is in the way. I believe that the global church is in the way. And I believe that they're mad. And only when we stand against this foolishness will we see transformation. Let me open the telephone lines if there's anyone that want to call in. I see that many people have. Yeah, we got a caller. Call in. Caller, state your name.
Hello, how are you?
Hey.
This is Pastor T. Washington. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I got the, I'm seeing some people off tonight, Brother Washington.
Awesome.
Talk to me, tell me what you think. Don't have to agree with me. Just give me your opinion.
On the pastor that went to jail.
Yes.
For having a church service.
Yes.
Well, we know that the Bible tells us to obey the authorities and obey the laws of the land.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that that's scripture. And this is my opinion and my take on this.
Mm-hmm.
There are also multiple examples in scripture where at the decree of God, many of the prophets disobeyed the laws of the land to prove their obedience to God. Now, to that pastor, I feel that if God told him in his personal prayer to have that church service, then I believe that God would keep him. And we see those examples with Peter going to jail for preaching the gospel in the book of Acts. And we look at the three Hebrew boys who were disobedient and were placed in the fiery furnace of affliction when they disobeyed a decree. And even Daniel was placed in the lion's den from disobeying the decree of the rulers of that particular age. So I believe that there's certain situations that we should always obey God, especially when those situations will cause us to not be obedient to his purpose and his will for us as ministers of the gospel or saints in the body of Christ. There are many laws that are being passed now that contradict our beliefs in the word of God. And I believe that if we are really truly followers of God, we will stand on those beliefs in spite of the laws that speak otherwise.
Now what do you do with those that say that the church should be the example and that we should be law keepers?
Well, I think that the most important example that we should be setting is that we keep God's law in spite of opposition against that particular law. Because the Bible tells us that we should live as citizens of heaven. We are first members of the kingdom. And second, we are members of whatever country that we're in. So when those laws violate our citizenship in heaven, that's the time where we go with God and not the laws that the world has put forward. Because there will come a time where – go ahead.
Reverend, you better stop because you're telling me that the preachers of old told us that it was going to come a time that they would fight against us in preaching the gospel.
Well, if we read our Bible, we see that the prophets were murdered for being obedient to God. We see that even Jesus' ministry caused a great ruckus in his day. And because of it, he was actually murdered. We see that the disciples who continued to preach and contradict the rulers of their time were flogged, beat, murdered, imprisoned. And so I put a post up saying that just because the pastor went to jail, that's not a sign that that was a bad thing. Those people in the book of Acts, they praised God when they were persecuted for obedience. See, a lot of us are only obedient when it's convenient. And so we serve a God, and we assume that God's obedience always supported by convenience and comfort. When most of the time, obeying God will cause inconvenience and discomfort to prove that we're really ministers of God and not politicians.
Well, it's something better that you said. and I love it, because the truth of the matter is, at the end of the day, the saints, they use the scripture that if they ask you, the Roman citizen asks you to give for your coat, you give them your cloak. If they ask you to go 1 mile, you go 2 miles, and that was to the Jews. Actually, that is a correct statement. But ready, when it came to Jesus saying that he of the Jews, when it came to his disciples doing what they were doing, when it came against standing against the authority for his hour, when it came to preaching the gospel. Paul said he made an appeal to go all the way to Caesar. He continued to preach the gospel regardless. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Whenever preaching this gospel, now I believe that you should obey every law in the land until it goes
That's
against
right.
the law of God's word. If they pass a law that said no Bibles allowed, like they are in other countries, the United States Christians are smuggling. We were smuggling Bibles in there. That's against the laws of that country. But I see right wing. You were all a part of Save the World. Make sure they get Brother Andrew Ministry smuggling Bibles, making sure you were going against the laws because you felt like their laws stood against God's will. You said, people's lives are in danger. This pastor, when you look at the specs of how they did their church, it was amazing. I looked at the service. I saw how spread it. Some people said they were still close, social distancing. My question is, this is the question I've got to ask, and I mean this in no disrespect to anybody, and I propose this to them. I shared with them early a conspiracy that the government undoubtedly had to know that this stuff was going to jump off. They knew. Corporate executives, over 1,300 CEOs of companies resigned last year. Never happened in the history of America when it wasn't a recession. Never. Not in the heyday when the stock market was extremely well. So people knew what was coming down the pipeline, that this was going to jump off. I believe that the devil's job, call it the Illuminati, call it special groups, call it whoever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, but groups of faith are being targeted. Is it a disease? Yes. I think they should have a training thing for training groups of faith, showing them, because the country has always needed faith connection. I heard someone say, well, they can stream. I'm going to ask you this question. Streaming does not solve everything. I'm a streamer. Streaming was popular. I was a trailblazer when it came down to streaming and doing techie stuff. So I believe in it. But when I get ready to counsel some people, some counseling sessions are done best face-to-face. Now, So some of the things that are bothering me is they did large field gatherings where people were in their car. Their governors that are saying disband that. They shouldn't meet in their car. Wait a minute now. If they're in their car and they meeting in a large gathering and all of them in their car and you saying council meeting in your car? Come on.
That's an attack on the church.
It's
not new.
Go ahead.
And what I'm surprised by is that many people don't see that this has happened before. It's not new. And then they say the thing you said earlier, that God would not lead a man to put people in harm's way. Well, the Hebrew boys were in harm's way. Their obedience put them in harm's way. Daniel, his obedience put him in physical harm. When the Hebrews were led out of Egypt, they were put in harm's way. When God led the armies of Israel into battles, they were put in harm's way. Numerous occasions, the Bible tells us that we're led off like sheep for the slaughter. We're always bearing in ourselves the life of Jesus. Always, you know, if we're going to reign with him, we're going to suffer. Numerous scriptures support the fact that sometimes you'll be faced with physical harm to be obedient to God. And if we don't get that in our head and we don't realize that the most important thing to God is our spirit and eternal life, then we won't value this life and this body so much. And we'll realize that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that our primary...
these jelly bags, say something. These politically
jellyback
politically involved preachers that are so busy kissing up to government officials and everything some of them have shut down shop. You know why? Because it was about the money for them. Financially,
exactly.
They're going to be okay. Church may suffer, but they're going to be okay. My concern, I heard Pastor Tony talk today. Pastor Tony was on Dr. Field's show, and Pastor Tony says they have over 1,100 people. He said, my concern is not revenue. It's not money. People keep mixing that thing up. He said, my concern is people are hurting. They are frustrated, seeing the news. People already suffer from depression, anxiety. They're paranoid. They're so scared. Blood pressure medicines through Teladoc and all kind of ways are going on. And we offer Teladoc, too, if you need it. But people are taking blood pressure pills. Their pressure is being raised. Depression.
Mm-hmm.
They're paranoid. They're afraid to go to their mailbox because they may get the corona going to the mailbox.
Right.
It's at an all-time high, and people need principles to help them become better. And to relegate it to one way. Now this is the question I got, and this is the real question. Are we going to the polls?
Ooh. Well, it depends on what you believe. You believe that your vote can somehow help this? I don't believe a vote can has anything to do with stopping a virus or changing what's happening in the church, because I believe that whatever the agenda is politically, it's universal, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And if you decide to vote, you should vote.
Going to vote? Can't you get the virus when you're going to vote?
Well, you're right. You know, if there's at the voting booth, if there's, you know, more than 10 people in the room, then there's a risk of you getting the virus. And so in that particular case, if we're supposed to stay home from church and any other gathering, then we should be staying home from voting.
Let me say this to you. I my concern, and I know, and there's some people that you got different opinions. I'm listening to them, but I really believe that we are under an attack, and no one's saying anything. I believe
that as well.
You know what? I said this to you. Preachers are afraid to go to jail.
Exactly.
You know what?
As you see, everybody panicked and felt like the guy was wrong. I mean, you should have seen the frenzy that was on social media because he went to jail. Oh, he went to jail. He went to old jail. The guy probably didn't even get behind bars. He's probably bonded right out. But he went to jail.
Well, let me tell you something. King, many of the civil rights leaders stayed in jail. Had nothing but
went to jail over 70 times.
Because
to put us in the place we're in now. So that's what I put a post up. You can go right to my page. It says, just because the guy went to jail, that doesn't mean it was a bad thing.
A lot of people got upset. If you walked in the room and saw somebody raping your daughter and you killed them.
Come on.
You wouldn't be concerned with going to jail then.
You wouldn't be concerned with going to jail. You would go. You would volunteer to go to jail.
There are values that we believe in that should drive us. Now, I do think that one of the things the churches need to do is, and I'm not telling every church, multiple groups, to have an infestation of people. I need you to make sure you understand it. What I am saying to that is that if we have to do service on the front lawn and spread them out and make do creative forms of evangelism and ministering the gospel so that the personability of it is still there, I'm for it. And I need people to understand, I'm not suggesting that we put people in toxic environments. What I am suggesting is that the decision to whether a person wants to go is left up to the person to decide.
Yes.
Just like you did with abortion, it was up to the mother. that
exactly.
is left up to the person, and that groups do things to insulate, and there's some type of regulatoryness for churches. Okay, this is the cleaning methods. This is what needs to be done. This needs to be done. That means you gotta have got 10 services on Sunday with 50 people on, and you got 500, 50 group. It may be an extra expense. Do the expense, pastors, but minister to the people. Have multiple times. I don't care what you gotta do, but shutting down one's ability to embrace faith and putting the preacher in jail. And I know Pastor Scott, Bishop Scott, that was his Church of God bishop, that was standing back there, and he got up and gave his spiel and saying, but you know he was a county commissioner, so he was a politician. He a politician. No offense, loving man of God, but you're a politician. You
That's
don't
right.
speak for us. You speak because you're more of a politician than you are a pastor now. Even
yeah,
though you
that's
ain't
right.
the rim like you used to be. I need, no offense, I love you, but it is what it is. Give me a pastor that will stand that ain't no politician, ain't never ran for no office.
Come
truth
on.
Of the matter is, we as a church need to wake up. You need to send messages to your congressmen, your senators. We will not stand. Now, that organization that backed him up has a law firm, and they're paying for his legal expenses. They're covering it themselves.
Yes,
I
saw that.
We need to support them. We need to get behind what they're doing, and we need to realize that when one of us hurt, all of us hurt. Now,
yes.
some of us are in a position that we can't, we don't have an environment that's conducive. Then you may not need to have service. You may not
mm-hmm.
need. It's just easy for you to stream, then stream. But to those that
yes.
feel like they want to have church, let these people have church. Let these people do it. And ready? Stop calling people ignorant because they disagree. You sound like a bunch
That's
of
right.
redneck white folks doing slavery. Doing discrimination times and saying, why don't them niggers just go sit down? Excuse me, I forgot. Why don't them black people go down and sit down and just shut up? And why they want to be free? Betsy needs to keep that back closet where she always been getting her food from and be
That's
okay.
Right.
And they'll probably video down. But anyhow, Betsy going always, you've been saying this for the longest. Reddit, why those church people just turn? They want to go to church and be there. They stupid. No, we love God. We're people.
Yes.
We believe and we trust in God. And ready, our faith makes us look crazy. But ready, it's our faith.
Yes. Yes.
Well, man of God, I thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you tonight. Any final things you want to say to anybody tonight?
Well, what I want to say is let God lead you. What you're doing, and if he leads you to go forward and have service, let God lead you, and don't be afraid of the persecution, the hardships that you may go through. Have faith, trust him, and just be led, and understand that we are citizens of heaven. We answer to God. And if we get caught up in this place to where the government dictates all of our behavior, then we're going down the wrong path as it relates to future changes that they will make that contradict the core beliefs of the believer. We don't want to open up their Pandora's box. And so with that being said, as you said, if you can accommodate groups of people and practice social distancing and making an environment where we are keeping in mind the threats to our health while we worship, then we should do so. We should gather in spite of what the government says, in spite of what non-believers say, gather. And every believer should have their own conviction about it and their own motivation about it so that they bring the correct faith to these gatherings, and that they're able to take responsibility for their own actions and their own belief systems.
Well, I heard a joke the other day, and it said that the virus don't like heat. So if it come to some sanctified churches, they'll be okay. It'll die for it.
But
I say this with all love and sincerely. You have to evaluate. Maybe your facility, you don't have the team to make sure that it's sanitized and the things are being done. You don't have the team. If you don't have the team to do it right, just don't do it at all. I agree with you. Protect the people. But pastors that have compassion and convictions, do not allow people to affect you. You stand for right. You do the right thing.
Yes.
We're going to close this session out tonight. Thank you, brother. Washington, we appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Be blessed.
We have no callers, other callers, am I correct? I didn't show out tonight. I didn't have my wife here to put me on the leash. So I guess I'm going to get whipped with a noodle when I get home. So, or maybe she didn't see this show. So thank y'all so much. I appreciate y'all. I guess y'all got the raw me and not the clean cut me tonight. So you heard a lot of things I said. I believe what I said. I stand for what I believe, and I'm standing on it. Bless you, Bishop Harold. It's been a good night. We've said a whole lot of things. Let me give my final words. Brother Blaze, cue me up. Give my final words for tonight. My final words for you tonight, Pastor, I want you to put that camera on me. Pastor, you're confronting a lot of issues. You don't know whether to have church or whether not to have church. If you're able to stream, stream. You can't stream, get with someone that can help you stream. I'll help you. Call me. I'll show you the technology to do it. But if you are led to move forward with service, then you've got to answer to your own convictions. The disciples experienced things that stood against them. Sometimes they were led to make decisions that were not popular. And Jesus' disciples, they said, they break the law. And no disciple that went to be crucified got crucified because they were having a nice day. They got crucified because they broke the laws of their day. So I encourage you, leaders, to follow your own conviction, to pray, ask God what's best for you. Do not be policed by legalism or the opinions of other people, but protect the safety of people and put their safety first. To you that keep telling me it's all about money, trust me, the average church in America has less than 50 members, so it's not about money. The money that comes in pays the mortgage and does things. It's not about the preacher lining his pocket. The average pastor in America, some of them get paid less than $18,000 a year. Some of you couldn't last on less than $1,500 a month to pay your bills. So let's keep it real. The truth of the matter is, some of them feel like if they don't preach, they'll die, because that's why they're called to do it. My prayers are with you, pastors and leaders, that you will stand for what you believe in and you will do what God called you to do. Know that God is with you. It's been a great show. Thank y'all so much. Have a wonderful day. They're taking us out with all of our disclaimers and our announcements and things of that sort and our commercials. It's been a good day. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for looking at our Deeper Look broadcast.
We would like you to like us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Deeper Look Show or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Deeper Look Show. You can get alerts when we go live. Save this number to call in and voice your opinion. Be our co-host call-in guest, 516-590-0133.